USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Tens of millions of Americans are expected to feel a heat wave that will bring 100-degree temperatures this week. Eastern and central U.S. were sizzled over the holiday weekend, with some cities seeing record highs. It's likely to be between the lower and high 90s today in places like Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., New York City, and Chicago. Attendees of Burning Man continue to leave Nevada's Black Rock Desert. The terrain finally dried enough for about half of the estimated 70,000 festival goers to start leaving yesterday. The desert was turned into a muddy mess after an unprecedented rain event over the holiday weekend, stranding people and their vehicles. That word impeachment is floating around again with lawmakers.
Tennessee Republican Representative Andy Ogles on Newsmax announced it's go time to start impeachment proceedings against President Biden.
You know, my articles of impeachment can be offered as a privileged motion, which would trigger a vote within 48 hours. I mean, look, you've got tens of millions of dollars that have been accepted by the Biden family. The evidence is there. I mean, the country is in crisis and he's going on vacation. Come on, this is ridiculous.
I'm Lance Pry.
Congress will be back at the nation's capital today after its summer break. There are a number of issues on the agenda, including potential government shutdown looming in the coming weeks. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell could address his health situation this week after he had a second freezing moment where he suddenly stopped speaking at a press event. Officials with the U.S. Marshals Service are confident an escapee Pennsylvania inmate will be caught. Deputy Supervisor Rob Clark says they're hopeful for a peaceful surrender because Danilo Cavalcante has been on the run for nearly a week now and may be tired of trying to hide in the woods. This is USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Police in Birmingham, Alabama are continuing to search for the suspect who shot and killed two women outside of a university hospital emergency room. A man was also injured and remains in critical condition. Investigators say the initial shooting happened just after 2 a.m. Monday after an incident at a restaurant downtown. As the victims were being driven by a private vehicle to the ER, at least two gunmen reportedly gave chase and shot at them again as they arrived at UAB Hospital for treatment. The holiday shortened trading week gets underway with this morning's opening bell on Wall Street. Trading is resuming on the heels of a week that ended with stocks in mixed territory. Coming up in the week ahead, we'll see data on factory orders today, followed by the U.S. trade deficit and the Fed's beige book on Wednesday. It's that time of the year for Congress.
Republicans and Democrats will debate over roughly a dozen separate pieces of legislation being packaged to fund the federal government. However, many expect there will be another continuing resolution. Hardline Republicans with the Freedom Caucus are seeking concessions from Democrats, including specific language about border security. They also want the Defense Department to change its lax abortion policies for service members. Several top leaders in the U.S. Senate have said bipartisanship is the best way forward. I'm Ryan Daniels.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.